anda samachtes medalas. The bitachon oima yechelim mamzeirim litoyer. The drashi yechelim mamzeirim litoyer mipsu zaron. The mamzeiris that is davuk to them, they can get rid of that, but they can akaponim bimitaya their zera, their descendants. And how does one do this? Ketzad, mamzer shenosa shifcha, havlat eved. Mamzer will marry a shifcha, then the blood is an eved. Shicharoi, and then if the odin will be mishacher, the eved, nimsa ben chayv. He says, Abtafen holds that the blood is bachlau, not miyuches at all to the father, the mamzer, so he's an eved. And after shicha, he'll be a ben chayim. Abelazar, oima, areza, eved mamzer. Abelazar says, no, the mamzeres from the father is nitfas on the ben. He's an eved mitzad the mother, he's a mamzer mitzad the father. The avdos is not markiya the mamzeres. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ben Chayrin umuta bi Yisraelis. Areza eved mamza bi gmora yalef lo taimer what the time of Rabbi Lazar is. Iboi lohu. Rav Tafen lechadchila koma oi di eved koma. That what Rav Tafen says is a possibility that the zera of a mamza can become toyer. Does he mean lechatchila one is permitted to do this? That means, in other words, a mamza is permitted to marry a shivcha. There's no isa, even though a Yisrael is not permitted to marry a shivcha. There's isa b'liya kodesh, but a mamza is permitted to marry a shivcha. So memela yechayla mamzerim l'tor means lechatchila. Hoy diyevet koma. He's not saying that he's permitted to do this. Permitted, he's not permitted to do it. A mamza is a yid like all other yid. And the law of a yid kodesh applies to a mamza also. Abtafen is only saying that if this was done, there is a possibility that a mamza can become toyer if he marries be'isar ha-shibche, but not that he's advising that a mamza should do this, because he's not permitted to do this. And Yeshua asks Akashe if he will say that Rav Tarfon is speaking about b'di'eved, that means he's not saying what one could do. Halachically, there's no etzah what to do. But if it was done, the zera will become toyer. So why did the Mishnah only speak about marrying a shivcha? You can marry a goyter. And also, if you marry a goyter, so we had learned before that blood of kamaisa. So it's Loda Kamaisa, so Mamela, so we'll have the same accomplishment, that will be Miyuchas Achel, and the blood will not be a mamza. This Kashif Yeshua asks. He says, it could be that's 100% true, but it's not a Eitzeh, because if you marry a Goitim, and the Goitim is a child, so there's nothing that's going to ensure that the child will be Megaya itself. From a mele, you're left with a goy. You don't have anything. Boy, there was a Yiddish mamzer, and now he's left with a child, a goy. There's no guarantee of geiris. My shein kain, my marrying a shivcha, the Pnei Yeshua says, fakel. He could be kaina, this mamzer could be kaina, her for his shivcha, and then will be mishacha, the other. I mean, here he is. And Eitzah, what to do to be mafkiyah the psul mamzeres. I mean, Mishachel, Yevet, he purchases her for a shivcha. Let us see Rashi. Lechatchila koma mamza noisei shivcha. The kosova, because a tafen holds the chiksiv, lo yiyah kodesh, the Yisrael kosher chiksiv. This love was said by Yisrael kosher. V'loi b'mamza. By the Yevet comma, mamzer shenosa shivcha, a mamzer married by Issa shivcha, So then the children will not be mamzer. Aber lachadchila lo yisa. Lachadchila is not allowed to marry. Do Yisraelu. And ever does a Yisrael. Mamzer is Yisrael. Do Yisraelu kirina mei lo yiya kodesh. So the love of marrying a shifra is applicable by a mamzer also. The metagaminon, the Targum says lo yisa v'gavro, should not marry a shifra. The shifra arei hi ke behema. He says that why does the Yisra Kedeshus apply by a Shivcha? Because a Shivcha is Mufka from Ishus. There's no Ishus at all by a Shivcha. It's like a behemoth, so a Mela, so the Bias are Hefker or Kedeshus. So a person who is Boyal, a Shivcha is Nase Kodesh al Yoda. Toshma, let's get back to the Gemara. So we have a Shaila. Now what is Pshat in Rav Tal? Does Rav Tal hold halachically a mamza l'chadchila is permitted to marry a shifcha? So yechayla mamzeim l'toyo means this is an eitzel l'chadchila. Or Rav Tal knows the zicha and isa for a mamza to marry a shifcha, but he's just stating a fact that there is a possibility that a mamza could become Litoya, if he marries Beisar HaShivcha. Toshma, so the Gemara wants to be Poshet Tishayla. Omru Leila Rav Talvin. He's Rav Talvin said a statement that there is an oifen how to be Metay Mamzerim, so they told him, Tiharta es HaSchorim. He says, so you found an Eitzah for the Schorim who are Mamzerim. But you did not find an Eitzah for the Nekevis who are Mamzeres, how their Zera will become Torah. If you will say that Rav Tarfon holds the Lechatchila, a Mamzer is permitted to marry a Shivche, is Mamzeres Nami Tinosev La'avdo, so a Mamzeres could marry an Eved. So what is Pshat in the Kashe that they're asking on Rav Talfin? So let us see Rashi. Look Rashi as I. Tiyalta es haschorim. So Rashi says as follows. The Gemara says, if we learn at the B'yavet, so it's very good. Tiyalta es haschorim. Sheyelchu lemokem she'ein makirim. The schorim, mamzerim, will go to a place, if you hold that it's only B'yavet, so the Schorim have an Eitzah what to do. Sheyelchu lemokim she'ein makir. That no one recognizes them, no one knows them, no one is aware that they're mamzer. V'yaymer eved oni. And they'll say, v'chayra men eved k'nani. V'naysay shivcha, they'll marry a shivcha. V'ein moiche v'yodoy. And no one will stop him from doing this. He comes in a strange thought, and we don't know him from Adam, and he says he's an Eved Kenani. So it seems Bein Meicha B'Yodei, but he doesn't have to bring credentials that he's an Eved Kenani. And it seems that we'll permit him to be with a Shivcha. So Memele, so that is an Eitzah Toive, that is an Eitzah by, so you can accomplish this by Schor. That's an Ekevis Loi Tihal. So Rashi says something very interesting. Ein derech isha livlois. A woman, it's not the derech for an isha to go into Golis, to leave her hometown, mim koima. Ulevake ish tachbulais li nose beseisa. And to find tachbulais li nose beseisa, that means that's not her grain, that's against her grain, that's not the term of an isha. So Memele, if the Eitzah is, the Eitzah is that people know that she's a Mamzeret, and we're saying that it's only Mutter B'Di'evet, not Mutter B'Di'evet, if she married an Eved, so the children will be done. So we have to get a B'Di'evet, she has to find a place that someone will give her an Eved. And that's not the Ishtega of Anisha to go to different places and figure out tachbulas linose b'seisa. Miyachel sheyesh moichin b'yoda. Now here the loshen of Rashi is, the davoini not too clear. L'chayre Rashi is saying, here, there's meichem biyotze. That means here she doesn't have an eitz. Here, you know, she's a mamzeres. So no one will permit her to marry an eved. So the only way she could get married to an eved is by leaving her hometown, going to a place where no one knows her, and then to be mevakish tachbulas and be made shekel that she's a shivchet. So kaponim, if we'll say that the yevet, so then it's very good what the chachamim were timing on Rav Tarfon. Tiyaltes haschorim, you say that, he said a blank statement. Yecholim amzeirim litoil, so they told him, this is a, by schorim, it's a possibility of kaponim. But in the cave, this will, you'll never accomplish this. Yeah. Lebagul inos the besayim achas sheish meichem biyoda alma Rav Tarfon diyevet koma. The Rav Tarfon holds that it's only b'diyevet this is shayech. The e lechatchila, if we will say that Rav Tarfon holds lechatchila, a mamzeres is permitted to marry the yevet, even the meichem biyoda, so no one will be meiche here. Mamzeres namiti nosu liyevet. So what is the kasha that's asking Rav Tarfon? Dinach schorim the kavis. What's the problem? The kavis will marry an eved. It's mutter, so just like schorim will marry shivkis on dreidler. So the kavis will marry avodim. So I want to be gerayin that it's only a b'diyevetik inyan. If they got married, the children will become ois mamzeres. But it's naluch atchul the kavis. So the Gemara answers, Eved ain lo chayes. The problem is a different problem. The problem is, Rafilu a shivche will marry an Eved, so the blood is not miyuches achov. So Memele, so her children will not become ois mamzer. Let us see Rashi. Eved knani ain lo chayes. A son of an Eved is not Mishyaches Acha Ovid. Receive Ama Chamer. Ama Doima Lechamer Kebeheime. Shein Ablad Koloch Achei Ha'ov. It's very interesting. It says Rashi learned out that just like by Chamerim, and then Chamer has no Sheiches, there's no yachas whatsoever from the child to the eved. There's no the yichas of an eved. So mamela, if the mamzeres will marry an eved, she won't accomplish anything. So mamela, that is pshat in the omruloi. Look to the Gemara writer. Toshma. So still we have to figure out what pshat in Rav Tarfon. Does Rav Tarfon mean that l'chatchila mamzeres is permitted to marry an eved? Mamzeres is permitted to marry a shivche? It's only b'di'evet if it was done with, so then the zeh will become tov, but it's nichanisa will be a kodesh. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to my mice. Nish bezichnei the Rabbi Simloi, Mam Zahav, the innkeeper of Rabbi Simloi was a man. But Omalei, so Rabbi Simloi told him, I akadamascha, if I would have known you before, now this innkeeper had children, everybody go, oh, Mam Zahirin, and finished. So Rabbi Simloi told him, if I would have known you previously, I would have been the tire of your children. What would we have done? He would have told him to marry Yeshiv. Yamrit b'shloim alachatchilas, if we hold that according to Rav Tarfon, our mamz is permitted to marry Yeshiv alachatchilas, Shapir. So it's very good that he told him. I would have known you before you got married, before you had children, I could have been mitar your children. Ela yamrit b'yevet, but if you say, that if you look according to Rav Tarfon, there's no heter whatsoever, And Tafen only says Yechayl is a possibility for them to become Toyah, but not, it's not permissible for them to become Toyah. Liamr the Eved, my Ninu, the Minzavle, my Ninu. So what can he tell them? What can he tell them to do? There's no, he tell them to, he won't come to do an Aveda. So the Gemara answers, the Mansiv lay hates of Amalay Zil Gnoi, he's Tafen Bevedim. So the Gemara answers that he would tell them an Eitzah, would have told them an Eitzah, that there's an Eitzah that Alpi Halacha, you'll be permitted to marry a Shifra, you'll gamble, and you won't have money to pay. And Machu Bezdin is Mutter B'Shifra, so that would have been the Eitzah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, ich akadam ticho, atar sicho. Noch, imo yisi makircho koidem shini seisa. If I would have known you before you had gotten married, kama kem shini seisa isha, yisi masiyacho eitzel and tabanach, I've told you a good eitzel. How to be metai your children. So if you hold that it's mutter shaper, shayayim alay likach shivcho. If you hold that it's the evet, so mind you, my have a homele, what would he have told him? Yisure le have a minse of eitzah lemevet, you never told an eitzah to do an issa. Mishani, the minse of le eitzah of homele is zilgenoi. No, I would tell him an eitzah, that you check me mitah yozera beheta. I would tell him zilgenoi, mit his daven levedivri, and you want the money to pay, you'll be sold for levedivri. But the heishiv chum boteres loch, the machu bezn rabbi moysel heishiv chaknan. The Moicher Atzmoi is not permitted with the Shifra Knanis, so the Meilu, that's where the Eitzah has to be, through Gneiv. That's why we understand the Gemara. What did he tell them, Zil Gneiv? Why didn't he tell them, sell yourself on Eved? Because he held that an Eved is only Mutter B'Shifra, to Machur Besen. That's why the Gemara said, Zil Gneiv. Vohua dinami, motzi lakshiye mishoyla tzuvi eitzel amignet. The Gemara could have asked another kasha. The Gemara could have asked, he says, if you hold that b'di'evet, so the whole eitzel is, that he'll sell himself for an eved ivri, to machu bezden. So the Gemara could have asked, but how is he permitted to steal? That he should become a machu bezden. That's a good kasha. Ela mikoshe acheres tzalke. It might be another kasha, but that's not pshat in Rav Simloi. Because we'll see, this man Rav Simloi, there was no such Indian as an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri was non-existent, this man Rav Simloi. So therefore, the Gemara is going to shlug off, that cannot be pshat in Rav Simloi to sell himself an Eved Ivri, because this man Rav Simloi, there was no Eved Ivri. So my male listener may ask a different kasha. The Gemara could have asked, this is also not an eitzah to steal. But the Gemara is a better kasha, that the eitzah b'chol doesn't make sense if pshat is that you should sell yourself for an eved ivri, because there's man Rav Simloi, there was no eved ivri, there was no yovel. So let's go back to the Gemara. Bishnei b'Rav Simloi Eved Ivri mihave. Was there an Eved Ivri? V'omar mar ein Eved Ivri noyeg ela bizman shayoyvul noyeg. Yeah. Ela lav shma mino ratafu lechatchila koma shma mino. So we can't say pshat m'Rav Simloi to tell himself on Eved. Because there was no avodim bizman Rav Simloi, so al koch hakozeis kishpal, that Rav Tarfon is matar afilu lachatchila, and so the Eitzah would have been, I would have told you, marry a shivcha, that would be mutar lachatchila. So we see that Rav Tarfon lachatchila koi, shma minam, rabido mishmul, aloche ki Rav Tarfon. Let us see Rashi. Now, we're in the middle of Rashi. We're in Ami Motzokshi, Mishoel, and Suvi Eitzel, and Mignet. El Mikash, Echer, and Salke. He slugged up this Teret with a different Kash. How could you say he meant to tell him to some stuff and have a Dibri? Is the man Rav Simloy, there weren't any Eved Ivrim. The Iyav and Makshel, the males are finished, so that's not Pshat Rav Simloy. The Iyav and Makshel, if the Gemara would have asked, Haki Talman ate to steal, have a muscle of Shnia, Ella the Omer Lane, Mecher Atzmacho, Levad Ivri, Uchab Elezer, the Omer Pei Kamer, Zevis Rabbi Mecher Shifrachnan. That means if the Gemara would have asked this kasha, so we could avoid this kasha. The Gemara would ask him not to sell himself for an Eved, not to steal, because that Gufa is not an Eitzah Shaleta. Nobody had told him an Eitzah to sell himself for an Eved Ivri, and he holds like Rabbi Lezer that holds the Meicher Atzmi is also Muta B'Shifcha Knanis. I saw that Vayaki brings down from the Minchas Chinuch, he says, Rashi says that the Gemara had an Eitzah how he could be Metayel Zare Lechatzchila by selling himself for an Eved Ivri. And the Chinuch asked Lachayel is an Isser to sell yourself an Eved Ivri, you live in Israel Avodim. That in Rambam it says the whole Heter to sell oneself an Eved Ivri, it's only if you didn't have Parnosse, but Amazon to sell yourself an Eved Ivri, there's an Isser. She's medayik from the Chassidim, is medayik from Rashi. Rashi holds there's no problem in selling yourself an Eved Ivri. That's why Rashi says the Gemara would have started gribbling. How can you give him an Eitzah to steal? So good. Rav Simloy held like Rav Elezer that Rabbi Moiseloy Shifrek Manis and Lubam Moicher Atzmai. Let us see. There's a Hagoh here on the bottom of the Omer Me'arav Ranshenberg. Omerloy Zil Gnoivi Zdavim Eved Ivri. Masha Makshim Ha'ilam, so it brings down Akasha, the Weltfekt Akasha, Mi Mikra Molei. He said, I mean, what did he tell me? He said, you know, if you wouldn't have gotten married, I have an Eitzah for you. I would tell you to sell yourself for never leave. If you wouldn't got married, there's a possibility, Megapa Yovai Vegapa Yetzah. That means if he became an Eved Ivri unmarried, so. Ein Rabbi Meisel a Shifre Knani. Vach al kochel ha yonosi. And that was the whole shtik teira that Rasev Loi told them. If I would have been acquainted with you before you got married, I would have made that your children will not be mamzeren. The im came, I come Rav Soloi, yiktami, I akti misicha, but if he's married already, so the whole akti misicha is, that if I would have known you before you got married, I would have made sure that your children would be face mamzei. Hello, Rotzalem, in the commission also, the Perish Rashi, Yikushu Zuxuva al Seifa Divri David Lantan. So the Tazal of Torah asked this Kasha, Parshas Mishpotim, the Chiyach Mizeh, the Mada, Oshomar Aposit, Begapo Yeitzei, in Begapo Yovi, Begapo Yeitzei, Ainu Shein Odom Yochol Lachoyfoy, that's Pshat. That is a schus kfir, that an odin can be kaifa and ever to take a shifrin. That schus is only if he's married already. If he's not married, there's no din kfir. Avalim hu roitz emuta b'shifrin. Meshikosu gam emishnum al pei gimel milvus, avon mulchadal v'shem eritva ayin shem eit. So memele, so that's the telt of the Merav Ranshenberg, that the Gemara, that's what the Gemara said, if I would have known you, I would have solved the problem. How can he solve the problem? Because the Gapi and the Gapi Yates is only a din in the sphere. But if he wants, he's Mutter B'Shifter. What's the Rashi writer? Mamza Maiza Shifre, so he has the pagam of both. Areza Evid Mamza. Omar Rabbalozo, my time with Rabbi Lazo. Omar Kho Loi Haloich Achapsula. You have a special posik. lo yovoi loi v'kal Hashem, and by Mamza, and lo yovoi loi means that because of the father, will never be muta loi v'kal Hashem. That means the father is always pagan. So memeila is afilu, you marry a shifcha, but because of the father, the child will be an eved, because of the mother, and because of the father, will be a mamza, an eved. Ve'rabona. So the Zois, what is pshad and rabkalfenes? Rabkalfenes is a chelmam zeyn l'toyer. Here we have a posik, loy haloich achapsu loy, that the gam of mamzeres is nimshach. So the Rabbona said, Ahu be Yisrael shenosa mamzeres. The law is coming to tell us that if a Yisrael married a mamzeres, so the child is pogum because of the mother. Sal kedai tachaminu mishpachos mabayis abayisim ksiv. I would think it says mishpachos mabayis abayisim. That what? That you're only miyachas after the father. So therefore it says, loy, aloy hacha pogum, that is the mother's a mamzeres. Even though the father is a Yisrael kosher, we give it the pagam of the mother. That's on the loy. Yisrael shenos mamzer, salkadai tachamin no mishpachis mois abois mksiv, also loy afke. That's what the loy is speaking about. The loy is speaking about you have a Yisrael mamzer. The loy is telling us that here's the pagam of the mother. But, if I have a mamzer and a shivche, so there is no din loy, the kelp is lada kamaisa, and there's no mamzeres whatsoever. The Rabbi Lezer. What's the svar Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer holds that a mamzer and a shivche is both. So Rabbi Lezer says, lav afal gav dechsim lo mishpachoyism lo beis avoyism. So Rabbi Lezer said as follows. What are you saying? You're saying that the loy haleichacha psulai is coming to tell us that even though there's a din of mishpachos mabayis abayisam, and he's all married a mamzeres, al pi the parsha to klolim and hilchas yichus, there'll be another shal hilchas yichus. I would go after the father and I'll say it's a koyim, whatever the shal could be. But over here, if the father is a mamza, and the mother, if the father is a Yisrael, the mother is a mamza, here it says, Alechacha psulai. And the chiddush of the posik is that I do not say, the mishpachos mabayis abayisim should be mafki the mamzeres. That's what you might, that the lay is coming to tell us. Also, Leyafkei. So he says, so we see that the lay is mafki the mishpachos mabayis abayisim. So you have another pasuk. The seder ayachas is that your miyachas the vlat of the shivka. Also loy afke, but the loy is coming to tell us that aleichacha psulay. It's the lad, the psul mamza. Just like you understand, if the mother is a mamzeres and the father is a Yisrael, so the loy is coming to tell us, I do not make my Yisrael kosher al taloche. So the law is also coming to tell us that if the father is a mamza and the mother is a shivche, I still make him a mamza, even though the mother is a shivche. Also, loy afke. Rabbonon, ko vlad bimei shivche knanis ki vlad bimei behem modomi. Let us see what Rashi says. The trash of my mom says Elchin, El Bisman Shayev, and like the Motzil, the Mikre Bay, Achnas Hayoibu, Yaboy Dimov. Then there's a dinner at the Dibur. Yavi Loi, Der Achro, who Mashes. That means because of him, the next day will also be Mamzer, and Dohi Mashma, there are Sigil, Yavi, Afalain, but it's a Mamzer, it's Elamayoisai. So the Gemara says there's a difference between the father is a Yisrael, the mother's mamzeres, so there the taka, the loy is machkid, and the shpachais mubayis abayis. But if the father is a mamzer and the mother's a shivcha, then the child will be a shivcha. Why? Kivlat b'nei b'heim adomi, shein misyaches, acha, oviv, klau.
We have to understand what the Gemara is answering. So the Pashtis of the Lashna Gemara is as follows, that Mishpachaisim Abayis Abayisam is a din kidime in Yichus. That means, father's the Kohen, mother's the Levi, what is the child? Well, we go after the father. It's a din kidime in Yichus. He says, Be'etzem, one, you could go back to the mother also. So the Torah says, no, you go back to the father. And that, when it's only a din kidime in Yichus, and that the law is coming to tell us, Loi aleich achem psuloi, but if the mother is a psul, so the psul becomes nitfas, and then the thing in Yichus is not mafkir the psul from the mother. But over here, the Gemara means to say, a shifra is like a behemoth. Kivlad b'mei behemoth domi. Shem is yachas acha oviv klal. It is impossible to have a Yichus and a vlad behemoth. So it's not pshat is, so if you can't have a Yichus and a vlad behemoth, so there can't be a psul. That means there's no kasher whatsoever between the father, who is a mamza, and the vlad, who is a vlad shivra. This is the kivlad v'mhei behema domi, shemishach asacha oviv klal. It's a very interesting beis meya. The beis meya sakasha says he doesn't understand why is it so poshut that a vlad b'mhei behema is not miyuchas to a father. So the Bemis is a shayla laloche. The din oisai be'ez b'noi, if you have a zocher that's born a keva of a behemoth, if you shech the father, if you're allowed to shech the son the same day. So there's a whole sugir for choshish in l'zera, if we hold choshish in l'zera ha'av. So the din is, you're not allowed to shech the father and the son the same way. We take a pasuk in choshish in l'zera. So he says he doesn't understand. So what are the Chachamim telling Rabbi Elazar that Rabbi Elazar came with a tiny, there's a pasuk loy haloy chachapsulay. The father is a mamza, a shivcha, let it be a shivcha, let it be an eved, but there has to be a mamza of the psul of the father. So they said, no, it's a vlad behem, it's like a vlad behem, a father can't be miyuchas to a vlad behem. Shemishachas achoviv klal, there's no such thing yichas, so yes, why not? By behem is good, it's choshish in the sarab. So why can't the psul of the av go on the vlad? He doesn't understand what the Gemara's parents is. Perhaps, I don't know, but perhaps one could say that that the Gemara means that is true. If the father's a behemah and the mother's a behemah, so my male then is a din of choshish in l'zera av, and my male is a din oisei ve'ez benoi. That is true. But here the mother's a behemah and the father's a yid. That's what the Gemara means. That a yid, a ben odom, can have a yichis to a behemah. A behemah can become the shachis to a ben odom. Sheimis yachas acha oviv klal, because this is a behemah, that's a vlad behemah, and a yid is an odom. So that could be what the Gemara means. So it's worse than oisei ves benoi, because they're both of them are behemahs, so they're sufficient. The loch of choshish and lezera. Let us see Taisus. Aliyamet dieved meinin perish pakuntres. Mai haide komalei isur lahava mai haide komalei. If it's only dieved, so what did Rav Simloi tell the Balach Sanya? The isur lahava minsimloi. So Mamela, so what would he have told them? That's the Gemara's kasha. Wudinami Shamalai Zil Gnoivis Dam Bevadivan Abamasukshi, Mishala Siyaita Lignai, Plasis Yisura. And the Gemara, Por Shab, the Gemara asks a different kasha that your Pshat is not an Emes Pshat, because his man Rav Simloi, there was no Evadivan. Oydish Lavidava Makshlai Hochi Avalel Shni Domalai Zil Mukharat Mukhabalaza Doma Echad Zavakhzara Bimaisulai Shifra Knanis Hodron Aloch Hoima. Zogt der Mishne, Atzora Yuchsin Olu Mi Bovel. There were 10 Mishpoches with different types of Yichus that when Ezra went up from Mavo to Eretz Yisrael, so all these Yuchsin also went up from Mavo to Eretz Yisrael. Kahani, Levi, Yisraeli, Chaloli, Geiri, Vechiruri, Chiruri is a Meshucha, an Eben Meshucha, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shesuki, Vaasuki. Let us see Rashi. Yasor Yuchsin Olu Mibobel, Kshaolu Bnei Agoyle, Vigmar Meforish Lo, Da Ashmi Inon, that the Mishnah is coming to tell us, Shamishpochish Shebebobel Miyuchosesei. That means the Mishnah is telling us that all the Yuchsin went out from Bobel, and whoever was left in Bobel was a kosher. That means all the Psulim left Bobel. When Ezra left Bavel, all the Psulim went with him. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. She mishpochi she bebavel b'chos is saying. She hifrish Ezra kol ha-Psulim misham. Ve'ilich animoi. Ezra was mafrish all the Psulim. So the Psulim came with him to Eretz Yisrael, and in Bavel only Ksherim remained. Chalolim, kahanim, chalolim, shenodu mi-Psulim kohanim. Bacharuri, Mishukhori, and Evan Mishukha. Nesini, give oinim, Shemoli, Bime Yeshua. They came, Bime Yeshua, they said they were from Amokim, and Yeshua believed them, and then he was Nagaya them. From Rini Meyavomis, David Gozar Alei. So, the Pashto's Lashon of Rashi is, that says it's Varyakib is Mabaya Rashi, that Rashi holds that the Holy Sav Givainim is only Mitzad David. That means Luis Ischatem Bom is going Bigi Yusam, not the way Tosis brought down Arobe in Yavomis. Luis Ischatem Bom is going Bigi Yusam. No, Luis Ischatem Bom is only going Bigi Yusam. And when they were Magai themselves to the Buddha, and David was Gezer Abdus on them. So the only apostle Mida Rabban, David Gezer Ali, Shtuki Vasuti, Meforish Lu Vazul, the Gemara is going to explain Eze Shtuki. Now, the Mishnah is going to explain, so we have groups of 10 Yuchosim, and now we're going to see who is permitted to intermarry. The Mishnah says, Kahani, Levi, the Israeli, Mutorim, Lovei, Zeboze. So these three are Mutor, Lovei, Zeboze. Levi, Israeli, Chaloli, Geiri, Bacharuri, Mutorim, Lovei, Zeboze. By Levi, Israel is Mutor, Begeirim, Mutor, Mutash, Meshuchan, it's Mutor, with Chalolim. Only Kahanim are also with these. Zakhtar Rashi, Levi v'Yisrael chaloli geirib chumatom lo v'zeh bozeh. Avo kahanim v'chaloli geirib chumatom lo v'zeh. But the Kohen is not permitted to marry these. Shechaloli v'laf, there's a laf, and you don't have to marry a chaloli. V'giyoyres v'mishucheres v'cheska zoino. So the Pashtus Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying that, Rashi says it in Yevamit, that a Giyoyres is Becheskas, that before she was Megayasav, she was Mezana. And a Shivcha, before she became a Meshacher, she was Mezana with an Eved. And the Goit was Mezana with a Goit. Before she was Megayasav. So, this is a Mirlik Echidish. We're speaking about someone that was Megaya themselves, Me Shali Shalom Elamayla. So we say if there were already one shalashan of the zichel on the zanah. So the becheskas zayna. L'cher comes out according to Rashi. What if they were when this guy poches me by shalosh? And then they won't be a zayna. Because a beer from a poches me by shalosh doesn't have a teres beer. He says, he can say it's a nakum that's mezana with a goite. It makes a zayna for some reason. But that Tavke was after Shiva Masholosh. Now it says weiter, Yeiri, Vachazuri, Mamzerim, Lutom Lovi, Zebizim. tikasava, kalgeirim la ikriko. If the Tana of a Mishnah holds kalgeirim la ikriko, la yhusuru mamzeirim lovi be kalgeirim. Al levim Yisraelu mamzeirim loy. Vushisuki ba asufi. Now Rashi says we have here in the Mishnah that we have a whole settle that Kiyori and Haluri, Mamzeri, Sini, Shuki Vasuki Kulumatom Lobby Zebose. So Rashi in Akashi, the Mishnah may call Gairin, the three calls. So that's fine where Mamza can marry Giyoris. But how can a Shisuki or a Sufi marry a Mamzeret? That means that a Shuk, or how can they marry a... How can they marry a Mamzeret? They're Sufik? Maybe. What's a Shtuki? A Shtuki, for example, is that a Penuya was in Isabla. I don't know who the Boyle was. Was the Boyle a Mamza, or was the Boyle a Kosherit? So the Mele, or Nasufi is, I found a child, I don't know Bechlau, even who the mother of the child is. So again, I have a Sabah, it could be a Mamza, it could be a Sablat Kosher. So Rashi is asking a Kosher, so I'm playing with fire over here. How could a Shisuki and Nasufi be Mutter with Mamzerin? There's a thought that they're kosher, and if they are kosher, so how would they put them in Mamzer? Yeah. Ushisuki Vasuki Sofik Mamzerim Hain. Umbutorim Lis Are Vimamzerim. Kilama Bigmore Bikol Vada Yudalayovi Bikol Sofik Yofi. So every Shtuki in Asufi is a Sofik Kol. Maybe they are Mamzerim. I saw Natar Shmuel, he brings down that Rashi said, Nesinim are apostle with Rabbanon, but David goes alayim. So it brings down for the Briska Rav. So if it's only apostle with Rabbanon, so how are they allowed to marry Mamzerim? If Bishleime, if they're apostle mina Teire, so we'll say if it's all psule kola os amutalavi zeboze. But if they're only apostle with Rabbanon, so mina Teire, they're kosher, Kal Hashem. So how are they mutter? How is a mamza committed to marry a Nesini? Zut the Mishnah weiter. The Eilu Hain Shtuki Koshu Makir Es Imoy Veni Makir Es Mother. That means a person knows who his mother is. Mother's a Pnuya that was Nisaba from someone. So that's called a Shtuki. He doesn't know who his father is. Zok Rashi. Veni Makir Sovit. Shekeiri Pleini Abba Imoy Mishas Kosoi. That means he's under the impression that this person is the Zandoi, and the mother says, don't call him Abba, I'll kaponim. It's embarrassing enough to have a child. Don't pinpoint the Yibur on this person. Now, Suvi Kosha Nasib and Ashib and Immaculate is always him. Rishola Yikayel Ishtuki Viduki. Zuk Rashi. Viduki Bigmora Mephorishlai. Zuk the Gemara. Asore Yuxin Olu Mibodo. Now, says Olu Mibavu. My Yiddish Tonef Olu Mibavu. Why do you have to say they went up there from the Oilim? They made an Aliyah. They went up to the Eretz Yisrael. I say Olu Nisnu Olu Eretz Yisrael. Why does it say Olu? They went to Eretz Yisrael. The Moses says Milsa Gavuche Kamash Malon Kedesanya. It says in the Baraisa the Kam Tavolisa Lamokim Sheifa Shemalikecho. So the So there it says of the Bidiva Riva is Bishorecho. So you should go to the Lishkas Hagozis, which was in the Beis Hamikdash. So it says, how do you get there? The Kamto Volisa, you go up to there. Lamech Beis Hamikdash Gavoya Mikol Eretz Yisrael. וארץ ישראל גבוה מכל הארץ. ארץ ישראל is taller than all הארץ. בישלם מבית המקדש גבוה מכל הארץ ישראל, היינו דכתיב, דברי ריבוס בשעריך וקמת בו ליסה. So that וקמת בו ליסה, אל ארץ ישראל גבוה מכל הארץ, מן העולם. דכתיב, לכן הנה יומים בואים נו מהשם, ליום הרועיד, חי השם אשר הרלוס בני ישראל מארץ מצרים, כי אם חי השם אשר הרלו ואשר הביא אז זרע בית ישראל מארץ צפוינה מכל הרוץ אשר הידחתם שם. אז על קופונים, we see in this פסוק, אשר הרלוס בני ישראל מארץ מצרים, and Shehevi is there a basis oil from Mikol Arotze. So it says a Loshan Aliyah. So you see from this Pasik that Eretz Yisrael is higher than Ul Arotze. That's why it says in our Mishnah, Asor Yuchsen Olu, to tell me that, Agavucha, to tell us that Eretz Yisrael is higher than Bavel. What does Rashi say? Milsa gavuchi kamashmalon. Alpi darkoi. Shoho yohoylech medaber dvorov liyuchsin. Ulo yin, he said he's telling us in the yuchsin. Yishmiyayne v'lamadno dobo chodesh v'lishne denoka. He wants to tell us something else. V'lamadno yin mimena dar chisol gavoye mi bobo. Yishlo me beis midish gavoye deshame b'nei dobo eretz yisrom mishtoi krodi v'ribis tishorechom. וקמת בליסה, מכאן שהמקדש גבוה יהיה מכל ארץ ישראל, וכל צדודי עושה שם בקוסה בליסה. Here it says בליסה, but how do you know that it's higher than all הארצות? אשר הרב שבית נעשו מרצות דיינו בובו, מכל הארץ ששבחתם שמו, סיב אשר הרלו, the vice toys, to go to ארץ ישראל, that's called an aliyah. זוג לגמורה ביתה, מי איריה דטוני עולו מבובל. Why did the mission say they went up from בובל? ניסנו עולו לארץ ישראל. פקר, בעיקר איזו תוגמת, they came to ארץ ישראל, so why do you have to הקרש בגזם, לך לך, like Rashi brings down, it should have said, Lech Elcho El Oretz Asher Areka. It's not necessary to say where he's coming from. So, Lechoyre, why does the Mishnah say, Olu Mi Bobo? Dikit, the Bechuvn of the Mishnah is to tell us that Asar Yuchsim came to Eretz Yisrael. So why do you have Ma'ir Detoni Olu Mi Bobo? This new Olu La Eretz Yisrael. So Mar says, Messiah Leila Rabbalozo. Olu Mi Bobo is coming to tell us the Chiddush what Rabbalozo had said. The Omar Abalozo loy Ola Ezra mi Babel Achaso Kisailus Nikia Ba'ola. That means the Mishnah is coming to tell us, we'll see in Rashi why, that Ezra wanted to purify Babel. Ezra saw that there won't be Tamid Chomel left in Babel. So he wanted to make sure that those who are left in Babel are Avadai Ksheirim. So Memeil, so that's what Abalozo says. So therefore, since this was the purpose of Ezra, so therefore the Mishnah says, Olu mi bovel, that's the Chiddush, that all the impurities, all the pasul yuchsim which were existent in Bovel, so Ezra made sure they left Bovel, that Bovel should remain a mokin without any psula yichis. That's why it speaks about Bovel. Let us see Rashi. The whole purpose of Ezra was Lenakis es Bavel. He wanted a purified Bavel. Lenakis es Bavel niskam. Lefi shero oisom shenisavu behem. He saw in Bavel there were certain psulim that were already nisarim. V'roh, and Ezra also saw, sh'yechach mi'adoyer oyle mi'moy, that the chach mi'adoyer came to Eretz Yisrael. V'ein oyd v'bobor sh'yisasek livdek behen li'yachson, and in Bobor there will not be
authorities who are capable of being miyaches the psulim in Babel. Omad vehifrish psaileya. So he was mafrish all the psulim. Mahoilich onimo, he took them to Eretz Yisrael. Ha'adair shero afroshosom, and the deir that saw that all these people, there was already a group of mamzeirim, a group of nesinim. Ha'adair shero afroshosom, ikiru behem, loichoshe sheyisarvu behem, Eilu ha-psulim oilim. So therefore, since Ezra was mafresh the psulim, and everyone realized that these are the mamzerim, these are the nesinim, so there was no shash that to become the sadr. Rechoshi shavu b'm eilu psulim oilim. Ule doirei saboi. Ay, good, so he ensured the first doir of Eretz Yisrael, they're aware that these are psulim. But the Deiris Aboim, what's going to ensure that the Psulim will not become Mo'urev in Klal Yisrael? Namik, even the Oma Ma'a Lishkas Agosis Hoise Shom, Shoshom Oyu Yoishvim Miyachsei Kohuna Leviyah B'chol Yoim, Mizr Ziri B'psulim. That means that there was delicious Agosis in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were Miyachsim all the Psulikos, so if there ever arose a Shailah, of apostle that became this Arab in Klal Yisrael, so they were there to be mevarer. The Gemara is saying that the lashon of our Mishnah is mashme like Abelazar, that olu mi bubble means that bubble was purified with this Ali. That's what we're talking about, bubble. Itma, now the Gemara is going to bring a machloikis in this olu mi bubble. Abaya oma olu mi alayim. Now. Was Olamei Aleim, not that Ezra took them out of Babel. They left Babel on their own accord. The Rava Omar Helum Tanan. No, the Mishnah that says Asara Yuchsin Olamei Babel means that Ezra took them out Bal Kocha from Babel. Okay, Miflegi with the Rabbalozo. So now the Mishnah says Abayim Rava Chilichin Rabbalozo. No, my Rabbalozo Loyola Ezra Mi Babel. So Mamela Rabalosa holds Dawat that he was Malois and Helam Bakochel. Viola. And Abaye, less like the Rabalosa. Abaye doesn't hold the Rabalosa. So Abaye says, Olu me aleim. So you from Olu me bubble. Olu me aleim. And their own accord. But not that Rabalosa was Mataya bubble. Rabbe is like the Rabalosa. Want to see what Rashi says? Zogt Rashi, Helum al Kochom, Afrushi Afrishinu. Abaye says, no, that's the next Gemara. That's the next Gemara. Iboye Seima, the Kulalme Islu, the Rabbalozo. Everyone holds that the Kabon of Ezra was to purify Babel. Everyone holds the Rabbalozo. What is the machlokes Abaye v'Rava? Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, the kulam is with Rabbalozo. V'ochem bokem mitlagi, mar sova afrushi afrushin. Abaye held, you know how Ezra accomplished this? In Bovel, he was mafrish the mamzerim. So in Bovel, the mamzerim already known and account the ten mamzerim. So they held, in Bovel, we don't have any hopes anymore. So they were oyla l'Eretz Yisrael on their own accord. Hoping in Eretz Yisrael, people will not know about their yichus. When they have shayus legal, umar sova bal kochayu wasukina. And Rava says, no, he forced them out of Babel. Let us see Rashi. Afrushi afrushinu mitoich shofrushu. Yikiru bem anshim mekaimu. So then everyone was able to recognize who the psulim were. The Yodo Shalai avoid them, so they knew they shouldn't intermingle with them. Aber that what they left them, if Shaius Likul Eretz Yisrael Shalai Akirubem, because they were hoping Eretz Yisrael will be better, and Bubba was too pilot what their yichas were. So it's a Gemara Baita. Bishlam Amandoma Olu. If we hold like Abaye, that they went on their own accord, not Ezra took them out Bal Kochoch. Ein Adama Rav Yehuda Mashmur. Kol Arotzeis Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. That means when we're speaking about the Darge of Yichas, there are three dargis of yichus. There's kol harotzes, is that you saw in this bottle. So Rav Yehuda Mishmur said as follows, kol harotzes iso l'aretz Yisrael. That means if you're comparing kol harotzes to Eretz Yisrael, so kol harotzes are an isa, and the isa means, the terminology of isa means a dough. What's pshat a dough? A dough is made out of a combination of different ingredients. So memeila kol harotzes, the people have different ingredients, there's kshayrim, there's psulim, so that's called an isa. Eretz Yisrael, more or less, is not an Issa. They didn't intermingle in Eretz Yisrael. Kol Arotzis Issa L'Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Issa L'Bono. So if I learn that Olu, so that means like this. In Bavel, he was mafresh them, and they all left Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, could be there were certain cases that they were not known so well. So Memele, so there was a shtikal Issa in comparison with Babel. And in the Shaharot, it was a greater Issa than in Eretz Yisrael. So that is very good if I learn like a Baye. So we have these three dargis. El Olamandi Yoma Helom, but according to Mandi Yoma, that says, according to Rava, that says, Helom Bar Kochom. So for Kelts, in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, everybody knew that these were the psulim. So why is Eretz Yisrael called the Yisrael Gabi Bobo? Elamand Yomahelum made the Yodinu. Everyone knew that they were psulim. So why is Eretz Yisrael called the Yisrael Gabi Bobo? So the Marantz, Nei the Yodi Lahu Dore, that there Take knew. That there were Take in Gansen separated. Lador Achine Lo Yodi. But the later there is, some Mela, there was a possibility already. Even though there was a Lishka Sagosis, and this was a possibility they could still intermingle. So that's why Eretz Yisrael is called an Esau to Bobo. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Bishlam Lamandi Omar, Sha'olu Me'aleim, Leikiru Behem, Ho'oilim Imon Kolkar. They were not so nikah. They went up by Ein Eretz Yisrael. The Yisrael bubble. Sofik Yichus Oeitz Lebubble. Shanasis Bubble Kiselus Nakiyev. And Eretz Yisrael. Lehikirim Kolkach. V'yeshe Nidvaku Imor. Yise Sofik Erevin. It's a Sofik that there's mixed up a few ingredients. Ki Yise Zu Shemar Basir. Mayim V'kemach Melech V'sub. Kol Arotzeis Yise Psula Eitz Eretz Yisrael. Lefish ibnay Eretz Yisrael asukim livdik biyuchsin. They tried to be by the biyuchsin. Vishakana mitzuyim shom. Eretz Yisrael isa lebobo. She ezra ifrisham viyotza misham. So that's why that Eretz Yisrael is nisa tabobo. Elo mando mehelum tna. Koyulu bar kocham helum. Imelu, that means when Ezra took them up to Eretz Yisrael was helum. So then, coming to Eretz Yisrael, everyone knew that they were psulim. Bako yodiv v'psulim, v'nisaru b'em, kol ha'olam. So memele, so why is it called anise? Well, it says it was called anise, because for the next there, did not know too well that good psulim were, so therefore the next day there was a possibility of intermingling.